Welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And we do have another intro. And dear God, I'm pretty sure we're just going to hire Sean as the head writer of the show, because I asked anyone and everyone, if you have an intro to send, please do send it. And Sean has taken us up on that every single week. He has become the only writer, and I'm okay with it because he's creating some good stuff. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way, because I'm regretting it though at the same time.
Oh no.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. If this is your first time listening, buckle up. You just found the number one rated conspiracy theory podcast in America.
Oh my God. Today, Jeff Fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Today, we'll be diving into the government's chemical warfare on frogs, the truth about how JFK was really a hologram, and how the media has lied to you about the nutrition in Tide Pods.
Oh.
Stay tuned. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men who not only know the Earth is flat, but can prove it.
Wow. I mean, it's about time someone's able to prove it.
Remember that guy that was like, I'm going to prove the Earth is flat. I'm going to send my own rocket up and I'm going to prove it. And he went into one rocket and he didn't get high enough. And he was like, I'll try again. And he did the second rocket and he died.
And so he got high enough at that point and then he died.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, you guys didn't say your names yet.
Well, we said them earlier.
Yeah. No, we spoke for what we wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you need to say your names after the real intro so people know who you are.
Well, they know who we are, and
you they're good. You conspiracy theorists.
I did like the JFK was a hologram one, though. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. All holograms.
We didn't even have that kind of fucking technology yet.
I know, that's what makes it so funny. It took us 20 years to get a Tupac hologram, but apparently we had one for JFK the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have them ready. You know, only use them when you need them, man.
I work with a guy who is a huge conspiracy theorist.
Uh-huh.
Huge. I'm talking like
huge.
Huge. Borderline like, okay. Anytime that politics or anything comes up, he always sources a wild like website that I've never heard of. He's like, oh my God, have you not heard of this? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, you got to check it out. I was like, all right, check it out, I guess. But everything is a cover up, a conspiracy. Which, listen, I no doubt there probably are some pretty good ones and some pretty real ones as well.
Yeah,
you know. Because our government's a shady piece of shit. It's probably every country's done some weird shit for money and for power.
I think every human has done weird shit for money, if you want to correct that.
And power.
And power, I guess, yeah. Mostly money.
It's called a college. Strip club. Oh! No? Okay. I mean...
For you audio listeners, Doug shaking his head.
I just figured that was, everybody did that. No big deal, though, I guess.
You know, Brendan and Daniel were going to do a conspiracy theory podcast, and it was going to be a really interesting idea. It was like every week they would choose a topic, and they would, each one would argue for or against, depending, like they like flip a coin and like, okay, so this week I'm going to argue that, the earth is flat, and then I'm going to argue against you, and like, but not like argue, but have like, this is why it is that
present,
way.
Yeah.
And this is why it's not that evidence. Way.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy though to like earth is flat. Like it's pretty easy to dismiss that one. Right. Because it's just like, I think one guy was like, wanted to prove that it's flat. So instead of throwing himself up into the edge of Earth and dying, he just sent a weather balloon up there. And he goes, I'm going to prove it. And then he saw that it was round. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I think he spent money and proved himself wrong. Yeah. And yeah. It's like, oops.
Which is great.
Well, and I saw a whole thing that was like y'all don't think this, but like y'all not thinking about the gravity or the science in this and how gravity would work. If this was a disc, like the reason why we stick to the Earth is because it's round and it's rotating. If we were on a disc and it was rotating, there would be no gravity. The gravity would be at the center of that disc, which that means instead of falling down, you'd be falling to the side. Like you wouldn't be being pulled down. You'd be pulled to the side, to the center. Like that's why we're pulled down, because we were pulled towards the center of the Earth, of a sphere, not a fucking flat disc or whatever. Like that's what, like y'all don't fucking understand how this, the science behind it. That doesn't, you dumb idiots.
Yeah, it's really silly. All of it is. I don't know. I can't get down with half the stuff. I mean, I start tuning it out with when people start bringing up shit like that. Because I haven't done my own research, right? So I'm not going to blindly believe what you say about a theory that either you didn't come up with and you're just regurgitating from a source that is untrusted. You know, I mean, like, I automatically go, all right, fucking crazy person here. But sometimes one gets me and I'm like, oh, that does actually sound like it could fucking happen. But like, oh, maybe I need to look into that a little bit later.
One of my favorite conspiracy theories recently, it's not a government cover up necessarily, but it's that OJ Simpson didn't murder what's her face.
Oh my God.
But his son did.
I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah. And that's why the glove didn't fit, because it probably fit his son. His son has a history of knife violence. His son has a history of saying how much he hated her, and that OJ did, like, they he essentially led the police on a wild chase for 4 hours so his son could have time to clean up evidence and get rid of evidence and stuff. And I was like, oh shit. Like, all that makes sense.
Yeah, and then why would he go back to the house? That's why.
Yeah.
OJ fanfic, man. It's so weird.
It was wild. So it's like, it does kind of put the whole, like, well, maybe he didn't kill her, but he was definitely involved. Like, he couldn't cover up, at least. Mm-hmm. So.
And still doesn't make him any better, but people are like, it's just like, I guess cool dad, cool. But yeah, it is, if that theory is correct, I guess you're right. It would make a lot of sense in some ways. But I think it's people, once again, just have too much time on their hands. I mean, if lawyers and judges couldn't figure it out, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say that, because I'm putting too much trust in the government and stuff. And now I'm sounding like a weird government conspiracist. But I wanted to say earlier with the websites, it's always funny when people said they've done their research, and then every website they send you would be like a specific website to like the issue. So it would be like, here's the facts about COVID.net or something like that. Like no real reputable source. It's just something that somebody made up on like GoDaddy and like through a bunch of like copy paste, you know, copy pasta or whatever.
No,
or creepy, but just
like Facebook memes or whatever that they found that have to do with whatever subject they want to talk about. And yeah. It's like, there's my source.
It's like, well, source. That's why you are the way you are.
Yeah.
My source.
Yeah.
Fucking source. What's some other crazy ones that are out there? The moon landing is a big one, right?
Oh god,
yeah,
the moon, like moon, a lot of people are you know, say, oh no, it couldn't happen. Even, and you know, the and that one has come up recently because of the fact that there's this meme circulating about a pair of boots that the astronauts wore, and one looked like a cowboy boot, right? And then it shows the footprint of the moon, and like, I knew they were bullshitting. And then one, they were like, yeah, one was for inside the spaceship, and one was like the.
Yeah, yeah, because one's like part of like their normal attire, and then the other one's like, yeah, but then they put the space suit on, and they wear that boot on top of the other boot. It's like that's what left the footprint, and like here it is with their space suit, but here's the one that, yeah, so stupid. People are...
But they want to believe, like they just want to believe something, so
yeah.
It's crazy.
I remember seeing an interview, and I think, unfortunately, it was on the Joe Rogan podcast, but I forget who they were talking with, but he was saying that the reason why people think that, you know, oh, it was staged and blah, 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 is because they did take a lot of photos and stuff during the training that they did,
mm-hmm.
when they were, like, in the pools and stuff, when they were, like, you know, kind of trying to get the astronauts used to what it would feel like to be walking on, like, that level of gravity and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is replicate that in water. And so they did all these photos and they did all this stuff and like, you know, at the base, and they took photos of it. And then when they went to do the moon stuff, they had all that photos and videos that they took up there as well. And they're like, some of it didn't come out well, but they needed all this stuff for press release. So they spliced together like photos of like, you know, when the packet, like here's photos of the moon mission or the mission, you know, the moon or whatever. And it was a mixture of the pictures. So there's some that are from the moon. There's some that are from the training. And so, like, they're like, it's not, that's just, that wasn't that when they were preparing for the mission. And so there's like this huge, like that's what people cite were like, oh, but look at this, that's not real. And it's like, well, that may not be real. That's probably from their training mission. Mm-hmm. Like, but that doesn't mean that the whole thing was staged. Right. Like, just, you go look at the con, you're looking at a very small, like this, oh, this is what came from the moon. Like, no. Some of it is. Some of it's from their training. Like, there's two, they just was all together in one release.
But people can't trust that. They're just like, nope, yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I didn't read, I just read the headline. I didn't read the article. Mm-hmm. Don't cite the rest. I didn't read it. But like that's what it like is. That's what it else. Is. Like, oh, I saw the pictures. That's clearly fake. The whole thing's fake. I didn't read anything else into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see what else is popular. Denying the Holocaust.
Oh my God.
That's a new one that's really popular now.
Not new.
Not new.
Well, yeah, that's fair. I should say it's gained strength in recent years.
Oh my God. How stupid do you have to be to deny that 6 million people died? Like it or yeah, it's just, I mean, how heartless for one, but how ignorant do you have to be of history, human history, to like, yeah, try to dismiss that? It's just unbelievable.
In 2014, there was a survey coordinated by Anti-Defamation League. Mm. More than 53,000 people across 100 countries were polled, and that only 30% of responders thought that the historical accounts of the Holocaust were accurate. All of them were under the age of 65.
Yeah, someone who didn't live through the times.
Fucking stupid.
Well, and I saw something, I remember seeing something where someone, and it was a younger like celebrity or something, like, I don't remember who it was, not like, oh, it wasn't real, but like they didn't know it was real. They thought it was just shit from like movies, and it was like, the fuck you think like that stories come from? Yeah. And like, oh, I didn't know, like, oh, like, I know, I didn't know it was real. I forget who it was, but it was someone like super young, you know, or like, not, I mean, probably 20s or whatever, but it was just like, how has the American education system failed you so badly?
Yeah.
And also, like, what do you think these fucking World War II movies and stuff are about? Like, what the fuck?
They just keep milking off the same IP.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I blame the education system in this fucking country. People don't get fucking taught the real shit.
Well, and I think that maybe they do, but the problem is this whole no child left behind bullshit that Bush instated, where like no one fails, everyone's got to move on, like we can't keep kids in school even if they're dumb as fuck. And that's the problem, is that these kids go and they don't learn because they don't give a shit about like whatever subject it might be, whether it be math, sciences, or history or whatever, right? And then, but they still have to like graduate and get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like these kids aren't being taught anything because like that's
Well,
because there's no accountability for them to actually make sure that they actually know the content matter. And then you have people like this who rely on their artistic side to get by. And so then they don't need a college degree or whatever. Right. Cause
all I know, I say it's column A, column B, because of the fact that, watching Colin go through school in Texas, at least they're so fucking like propaganda Texas that, it's all Texas history with a little bit of U.S. history sprinkled in. But he's like, everything is so focused on the fucking Texas history. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. Are they going to teach you anything other than Texas?
It depends on the school year. You do Texas history and then eventually you do get to the United States and then world. I mean, they start you small. Then when you focus on one little area and then, I mean, granted, Texas fucking huge, but then like it'll go, I mean,
that's what
I'm having saying. having gone to high school in Texas and stuff, I can tell you like when, yes, they do shove a lot of Texas history down your throat. And then, but you do get to the rest of the world eventually.
A segment of it.
Okay. About a year. Like you do. Like was he a freshman?
Yeah,
he's a freshman. Yeah. Fucking Christ!
Wow, time flies. Fucking
Christ! Yeah, I'll do Texas, and then like the next year he should do U.S., and then he should do world, and then I don't know if he has to do. He'll probably have to do economics or some shit in senior year or some shit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that they should have a dedicated, like, throughout the 4 years there should be dedication to learning about fucking historical events. Like you could literally spend an entire year learning about fucking World War II alone. Mm-hmm. But they spend such a small amount on these things that I'm sure that contributes to people just not fucking giving a shit, or it's passing them by or not listening. Like civil rights movement, Colin was, we still have conversations about shit like that. And he's like, oh yeah, they haven't covered anything like that. I was like, how? No. So
that's, I don't know. I mean, well, you guys have kids in school at this point. I have not been inside of a school in 20 years.
Lies. So it's hard. You're a fucking liar. You just went to a goddamn school. You were inside of one
school. It was like turned into a very nice place that was probably never that nice when it was an actual school.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you were just like in a middle school like a week ago.
Yeah, well, I can't talk about that.
I'm surprised I let you in.
Yeah.
After the incident.
The court order said you couldn't be. Just kidding.
I get through things, man. I find ways.
Oh my God.
No, that's terrible, everyone.
I know, that's a terrible.
But I feel like over these last years, school has become more of a daycare center than it has especially once again, Jer, what you said about the passing of the No Child Left Behind
that was me.
But as far as like, you know, mentioning that, like it does make sense because now they're just, it's basically, you're right. You're just kind of holding them in school until their parents get off of work, or at least give the parents a bit buffer of freedom. And then, yeah, they're not really learning much. I mean, we learned a lot about U.S. history when I was in school, but that was it. There was no Chicago history, you know, and stuff like that. I would like to learn local stuff, but it's, I don't know, man.
There's more to Illinois than just Chicago, Kev. Did you not learn anything about the state of Illinois?
I mean, they told us about Springfield because it was the capital, but that was it.
They about Springfield because of the TV show.
No,
well, Simpson.
People thought that, like, didn't they ever settle out where, like, wasn't it like the East Coast?
At one point, they're like, oh, look, our bordering states. And it was like Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, like all Montana, you know, Maine. And it was like every place that had a Springfield.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay. So you're just fucking anywhere USA. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, Simpsons.
But I don't know. It's just what, I'm sorry. I lost my thought there, but
I didn't learn fuck all about the state of Illinois or Chicago. Yeah.
And Chicago schools, even in the 90s, it's like, once you got out, it's like, really, what am I going to do with all these skills? And it's, absolutely nothing because they teach you barely enough to get by.
I will say Texas is very proud of its history. It's got Texas has a pretty cool, like, the Wild West, cowboys, you know, the fighting off Mexico and the Alamo and all that bullshit. Like, they're very proud of kind of, you know, that's why there's so many movies that take place in, like, you know, the Wild West, Texas, because Texas had some fucking shit go down. So that's why I think they focus so much on, especially, again, they're just, it is a proud state. It's very...
Yeah, a lot of proud boys.
Don't mess with Texas, like the all that shit, man. Like, they fucking eat it up.
Tons of proud boys.
I mean, yeah, probably, yes, but also, like,
over the last few years, probably. Yeah.
People from Texas love being from Texas.
Yeah.
I currently fucking hate it. But I, like, that's one of the things I did used to admire about Texas. I loved how, like, just how no fucks were given about, like, any other state. Like, I'm from fucking Texas.
Yeah, that used to be a fun thing until
recently. It was fun until you're like, God, fuck, I hate this state. God damn it.
Texas.
God.
Yep. I have one more batshit theory or conspiracy theory that I forgot.
Can you do it as
Texas isn't real?
Can you do it as Alex Jones?
Do it with who?
As Alex Jones.
Well, here you go. You know, I was just the other day, I was scoping the internet. You know, they were looking up at this fake continent, and this continent's called Australia or something like that. Just fake thing that just doesn't exist. Bunch of people using fake accents. You call a customer service line when you're dialing Australia, and you're going to get somebody from India speaking in a weird, weird country British accent. That's what's going on. All the gay frogs are in this fictional place called Australia. So that's what I got.
Wow.
People believe that Australia really does think that.
Are you kidding?
No.
Finland was basically a country that was created just to create fishing quotas. Like, it's so wild.
The fuck, man.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And this I remember seeing this meme in like 2017, and it was people, and it was funny because I remember we had like Australian listeners in our Discord, and we'd be like, "Hey, bro, says here you don't exist.
Well, you don't exist, bud.
You pulling something over on us?"
I'm like, "Oh, you got me. Yeah, man." It's like, but you can go there, and they're like, "No one's actually ever been there. Everyone who says that's lying." Like, you didn't actually go there. You went to, like, somewhere in Asia or something. Like, you know, like, you didn't actually go. It's like...
So stupid.
They flew you to a set.
No, like, pretty much.
Yeah, the airplanes are in on it. They know where they're flying. Like, the people would legit say that, and I'm like, this is unreal. But then, yeah. Ugh.
All right. If you have any conspiracy theories, let us know in Discord. And that way we can make fun of you. What? I mean, chat about it. I mean, talk. But tomorrow we've got our top five Tuesday, and we're going to be doing our top five video game remakes that we desire the most. Things that kind of like the Final Fantasy VII treatment, the Resident Evil treatment. So looking for that. And until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.